Chapter 25. Grey Patch and his sea rats were back, sooner than any creature at Redwall Abbey expected. Smarting from the ignominious defeat, and with the crew beginning to mutter behind his back again, the sea rat captain decided to turn the tide in his favour with a shock attack. He camped his crew farther up the path for the remainder of the night, waking them at dawn light to explain his scheme.
Fire swingers, that's the thing, buckos. The old fire swingers.
Big Fang was feeling a bit cocky now Grey Patch's first attack had failed.
Fire swingers, me tail. I already tried fire and it didn't work. What's so good about your plan?
Grey Patch ridiculed Big Fang.
I'll tell you, matey. My plan'll work because I've got a brain and you haven't. Rush the gate and set fire to it. I could think of a better plan than that in a storm at sea with both claws tied behind me back. So you either shut up and listen or I'll cut you loose in this country to fend for yourself. Understand?
Big Fang subsided into sullen silence while Grey Patch continued.
Cut up all those lengths of rope we used for grapnels, tie rocks to the end, all wrapped in dead grass and soaked with lamp oil. That'll make good fire swingers. Now, we sneaks along that there ditch so those red wallers don't see us a-coming. Then we gets out on the flatland, lights up our fire swingers and twirls them and hurls them. Think of it, mates. A good fire swinger has more range than any weapon, so they won't be able to touch us with bows or lances or spears. We can stand around all season flinging fire into their precious abbey and they can't do a thing about it. Sooner or later, some part of the building will take flame. Then they'll be ready to talk to terms, all be roasted alive. Well, what do you say, shipmates?
The scheme was not greeted too enthusiastically, but Grey Patch worked upon them, painting pictures of the good life to come, when they would be masters of Redwall. His eloquence finally won, and they set about making large numbers of fire swingers. Mid-morning at the Abbey found a repair crew, clearing away the debris from the previous night's battle. The front gates had been made good, and piles of green branches and rubble stacked in front to prevent them being set alight again. Because the normal abbey routine had been disturbed, a large late breakfast was being served upon the southern wall steps. Friar Alder and his young assistant, Cocklebear, had made crusty country pasties, and these were being served with melted yellow cheese and rough hazelnut bread. There was new cider, strawberry cordial, and a number of latticed pear and red berry tarts to follow. Bag, Run and Grub were the heroes of the hour, regaled with outsized portions of everything as they related their feats of daring do, embroidering and expanding as they pleased.
Horror! I climbed downy ropes and fighted with thanes a while. Then I clambers back up and cuts a few more of they ropes.
That's true. I let some of them climb right over the top because I'm not a fair sea rat. Then I jabbed them in their bottoms with my big sharp knife so they screamed and jumped back over the wall. They went. I bet there's a few sore behinds amongst them today.
As for me, I went chapple chapple with my sharp knife, though I let some of them climb right up on the battlements so I could stand on Grab's shoulders and punch him in the nose. Punch him! Ain't that right, Grab me a warrior pal?
Aye, it were so. They was a crying and a wailing. Oh, mercy me, spare oi, they was moaning. We ain't spared they, all right. More like splattered they all over at Woodlands. Usn't the boys, all right.
Friar Alder squinted vindictively at the heroic trio.
Yes, and you used my best vegetable knives to do it with. I think you must have been chopping stones with those knives. I've been up since an hour before dawn, trying to sharpen new edges on them.
Ignoring the caustic remarks, Bag and Run propounded new ideas.
We could have our Dibbon's army, you know.
Good idea, mate. And we could fight lots of battles and all that.
Aye, that shows some of these old fogies.
We'd send them all to bed early.
We know supper or breakfast on the morrow.
I'd scrub them all behind their ears twice a day.
I'd spank a few of they just for nothing at all.